Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia for a Marks and Reese show. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. There'll be no Brandon Graham show tonight. There'll be no Players Lounge tonight because the Eagles lost, Ikey. What's up?
What?
Welcome to warm and fuzzy Philadelphia.
No Players Lounge?
No Players Lounge.
What?
You wouldn't have known that listening to the callers, the majority of the callers here on WIP and social media. Warm and fuzzy. Warm and fuzzy, Ikey.
Everybody's feeling good today?
You warm and fuzzy?
Yeah, I am warm and fuzzy.
No, you're taking the positive route, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to do that yet. Not today. I'm not ready to do that yet. Let me preface this, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not calling for anybody's jobs. I'm not saying Doug should be fired or traded or anybody else should be gone. I'm just saying that this team had a chance to win and go back to an NFC Championship game and be one game away from going to another Super Bowl, and then you can win the game and win a second straight Super Bowl. And they blew it.
Mm-hmm.
They collectively blew it. The defense played great. Defense played great. But it's hard for me to put on the positive fake smile today and be like, well, I'm proud of these guys. Because you know what? It was a feat to even make the playoffs. It was. I recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have an opportunity to win a game that you open up 14 to nothing and you lose it, you don't score another point, and there's decisions made down the stretch that drive me absolutely out of my mind, it's difficult for me to handle by 2 o'clock the next day where I'm coming on here with you, Ike, and I'm being like, well, it was still a great season, Ikey.
Right. So you're not ready. You're not ready to do the whole reflecting on the season and patting everybody on the back and handing out participation trophies. You're not ready to do that just yet.
I am not ready to do that.
That's what it sounds like been going on over the airwaves for the last, I don't know how many hours since that game ended. It's like a bunch of well-wishing and so-longs and thank you for the memories. That's all I've heard.
Even Alshon Jeffrey,
yeah.
I was proud of no death threats and anything like that. Seriously, compared to what happened with Cody Parkey,
right.
It was actually good to see that the fans realized that you shouldn't do that to Alshon Jeffrey, right? But it doesn't mean that you have to be warm and fuzzy over losing a game that they should have won.
Yeah. Okay.
How you feeling?
Well, I'm not where you're at. I'm not. It was a it's a disappointing way to end the season. Just because you thought when Lutz mixed that field goal, I'm saying, oh, my God, they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
There really is some magic pixie dust over this team. Something, even indoors, even in the Superdome, something blew that football wide right. Right? And the Eagles are going to get an opportunity to go down and possibly take the lead. Right?
With just enough time.
Oh, man, and we all just knew it was going to happen. We knew that they were going down to score.
Yep.
I mean.
They were marching at Zach Ertz over the middle, gets him in the Saints territory.
Oh, man. Man, Alshon got to come down with that. You got to come down with that, big fella.
Well.
Love you. No. Got to come down with that, man.
Yes, he does.
That's what you get paid the big bucks for.
He does.
Got to come down with that one. And it's unfortunate because the season ends on that tip ball that lands in Marshawn Lattimore's hands and it's an interception, and you certainly don't want to see that happen to anybody. You don't want the season to sort of end that way. But if it was going to end, it was going to end in one of those type of fashions, right? Whether it was the ball going through Alshon's hands, whether it was Nick Foles being sacked and fumbled and the Saints recovering it, so either Lane was going to give up a sack, the great Jason Peters was going to give up a sack, Darren Sproles was going to fumble the ball, or Wendell Smallwood was going to fumble the ball, and we were going to blame Doug for giving him the ball, or or we were going to score too fast, and the Saints were going to go down and score. Or how about this? We were going to score, and Cody Parkey was going to miss the extra point, and we were going to lose in overtime. One way, I mean, Jake Elliott was going to miss the extra point,
right?
And we were going to lose in overtime.
All those things, by the way, crossed my mind when they were driving down.
It was in the cards, man. It just was. It wasn't meant for us to win that game yesterday. That was an unfortunate way to lose it, but it was going to happen. It was going to happen. And against a team like the Saints, like when you come out as hot as you did, you got to be able to finish that game off. But I think the Eagles ran out of gas. They ran out of gas offensively. And obviously the Saints warmed down defensively. Wait,
77 defensive snaps?
Man,
I mean,
they
that's
warmed
crazy.
Down, man. Yeah.
All right, so here's my biggest problem, right? And obviously Alshon needs to make that catch, and everybody knows that. He knows that. He took responsibility. I'm not gonna harp on Alshon at all because he didn't make a play. I mean, that's the reality of it. I have a hard time understanding why, after your first and 10, 27-yard line, New Orleans 27-yard line, 2:25 left, Darren Sproles goes right guard for no gain, gets swallowed right up at the line of scrimmage. And I'm thinking, I already know how much time's left. I'm thinking, I already turned around. I'm not even paying attention anymore because I know Nick is going to walk off the field. One of the reasons why you ran the ball is there that you want the clock to wind down. You want to take some time off the clock so you don't score too early.
Uh-huh.
And you give them the ball back. If you give Drew Brees the ball back needing a field goal in 60 seconds, like you had said earlier, that's probably a loss, or it's a good possibility for a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Too much time. Doug has Nick snap the ball right before the two-minute warning, and he throws that interception. Why? Why? It makes no sense. Why? Do you agree with the decision?
Yeah.
All right, why?
Because it was a good play call. You got to catch the ball.
He does have to catch the ball.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
But why not walk to the sideline, take a deep breath, and say, all right, what do we want to do here? Nick, what do we want to do here?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to do here? Nick and Doug, in those particular situations, has worked magic. Think about it and say, all right, there's 2 minutes left. The biggest thing is we want to score a touchdown, sure. But what do I need to do on the first play? Instead, you didn't rush to the line. You just didn't need to. You didn't need to play. It made no sense. I couldn't believe that they were going for it. You're going to score too early.
Well, you don't know when you're going to score. You don't know when you're going to score.
Yeah, but there's no reason to hurt, because the only thing that can happen there is you get 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 yards. Now you have 2 minutes and the clock stops.
Okay.
So then you're inside the 20 at that point.
He got to catch that ball.
Well, he does have to catch.
He
got to catch
the ball. I can't all of a sudden blame Doug because Alshon didn't catch the ball.
Ben, do you have the with Angelo, or I'm not sure which one you had? I heard him on Angelo this morning, and. Is it postgame? You have Doug on postgame. The decision to run the play before the two-minute warning. Here's Doug.
Plenty of time to get to the line of scrimmage and get the playoff. Wanted to stay aggressive. Just ran the play like two plays before when we tried to stick it there in Ertz. And we got the rough and the passer play, so it was a simple play. Got lined up and had plenty of time.
Yep, huge mistake. Totally unnecessary to run that play right there. Get over, get set. Think about it for a second, and then come back out. I thought that was the – obviously, Alshon makes the catch. We might be talking about how we want to go to L.A. this weekend.
Well, Alshon wasn't rushed. Nick wasn't rushed. The throw wasn't rushed. The play wasn't out of sync.
But what's the benefit of doing it there? That's my question. What's the benefit of calling the play there rather than you know the time's going to be an issue, not for you, but for giving the ball back?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you score. Why would you rush that there? Why wouldn't you have a fresh set of downs? Bam, you're right there coming out of the two-minute warning. I don't understand it. I couldn't believe when it happened live that they actually snapped the ball.
Got to catch it, man.
888-729-9494.
Especially when you say you got the best hands in football. Come on, man.
Well, he does have to catch it.
You got to catch the ball.
But they had a lot of opportunities in the game. Nick played poorly. Without a doubt, Nick was pretty bad for the duration of the game. But they were set up to do it again. It's amazing that somehow they were set up to do it again.
Yeah, thanks to this defense that kept them in the game. I mean, that's what it really boils down to. I mean, when it boils down to it, right, you can't win a game only scoring 14 points. You score 14 points in the first quarter, you got to be able to put more points on the board. Your offense didn't put any other points on the board.
Yeah.
I mean,
they scored enough points.
If you want to be upset about something, be upset you only scored 14 points.
Absolutely.
Against a Saints team that came out slow. Your defense got you a turnover early in the game, so you got you the ball early in the game. You got up 14-0. Like, if you want to be upset at something, you know where you need to be upset at. Don't look at Doug. If you want to be upset about something, now I don't want to be upset, but if you want to be upset,
I'm going to be upset.
Well, then you need to be upset at the right person.
Nick?
You scored 14 points in the first quarter.
Knicks number two on my list.
And didn't score any more points the rest of the game.
Knicks number two on my list.
Okay.
For the game. Dougs won. What were they doing offensively in the second quarter, third quarter? And Nick contributed to that big time.
I mean, you tell me. I don't know.
Well, you're the football expert, not me.
You know, you're the Nicky Six expert.
Right, and I already said that he was a huge reason why they lost. See, you're not gonna get me to say anything other than that.
What?
He's a huge reason why they lost. Doug's number one.
Huh?
Doug's the top and chief reason why they lost that game yesterday. What were they doing offensively? What were they running? Where was the creativity?
The quarterback was out there.
You thought he did a good job yesterday, Doug?
Yes.
You did.
He's calling the same plays he's been calling. Now, all of a sudden, Doug's not doing a good job.
He didn't do a good job yesterday.
He's called the same plays he's been calling for the last month and a half.
I didn't see any Philly specials yesterday.
No, you didn't, because you can't run Philly special but so many times.
Yeah, but you got to be a little bit more creative than what they were. Right? I mean, I heard him say, like, well.
They didn't use trickery to get up 14 to nothing.
No, that was early.
Yeah.
And then they get nothing afterwards.
Okay. Well, how'd they get up 14 to nothing? Did those plays work?
They had him on the heels.
Those plays were.
Nick was playing great at the time, Mike.
Was Doug calling those plays?
888-729-9494.
Come on, man.
I heard a lot of people
say. 14 points.
Say Ike's disappointed today. I'm mad. You had an opportunity to go to the NFC Championship game. You should have won that game. The Eagles blew the game. And I hear people today being like, oh, I love those guys. Great job. Yeah. I love them, too.
Yeah, I'm in pat them on the back mode.
You are.
Good job.
All right, yeah.
Good job.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Good job. Good job. See, I know what y'all want me to do, and that's not going to happen. Nicky Six ran his course. It happened.
Well, how about I'll say this?
They ran out of steam. They ran out of steam, and this offense it struggled last week. It struggled this week. It sputtered against the Redskins. This offense has really had one game where it exploded, and that was against the Texans, and it caught up to them yesterday.
People are going to try to explain the two-minute logic from Doug.
The defense kept them in it.
Defense kept him in.
And what the hell is Seth talking about? Hold on, is Seth still in Philly? Because we're out in the open, man. We're at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. He can easily come over here.
He might come through the window.
Yeah. I'm just saying, come on, Seth.
No, Seth is.
Jim Schwartz kept us in the game yesterday.
Ike, the one drive where they went down where they were rushing four, and it was like they're rushing nobody. Mm-hmm. That's how easy they contained him. And Breeze was stepping up and making throws. During that series, I was thinking, yo, you got to bring a blitz or something like that. Barrett wants to go on already. 888-729-9494. We're already up against it.
Barrett knows there's no show tonight.
Barrett, I'm going to preview this. What's your issue?
No, you. I mean,
I figured.
You right. Come on, man. I mean, you got to get call a spade a spade. Nicky Six, the luck just ran out. I mean, and that's what people talk about. Carson Wentz not being our franchise quarterback. Are you kidding me?
It's a loser mentality.
This is what you get.
Barrett, it's a loser mentality. Yes, it is. You were up 14-0, and they were on their heels.
There were too many throws that were not executed. He threw the ball behind Zach Ertz on the interception.
Nick sucked.
Started it all
Barrett,
off.
Barrett, Nick it sucked yesterday. That's why I'm pissed. Nick sucked. One's not exclusive of the other. Nick sucked. Nick and Doug sucked yesterday, all right?
Well, you can't say not Doug. I can't put that on Doug.
Oh, really? So you agree with the 2-minute warning, snapping the ball for the 2-minute warning? You agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that.
All right,
but
good.
I don't agree with the fact that everybody was, you know, at this point, Nick Foles just had a bad game, and because he had a bad game, we could not execute as a team.
But you somehow, know,
the quarterback's
somehow
the most important place in
Barrett, somehow they were still, with 2 minutes to go, they were in the driver's seat to take the lead and inside the 30-yard line of the Saints, and they blew it.
So that has a lot to do with this team being a little more balanced than they were getting this team credit for. So, you know, I mean.
Well, thanks to the defense, they kept us in the game.
They did.
Plays just weren't made yesterday as a unit. But Nicky Foles, that's why the quarterback position is the most important position on the field. He could have won that game for us just as well as he lost the game for us.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that the defense played. The defense played horrible also. You know, I mean.
The defense didn't play horrible?
They did so. Let me tell you why they played horrible.
We got to go.
I'll be back.
All you do is come on down to Chickies and Peas.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're down here.
Just come down here. I'll put you on. I'll argue with you in person. I'm not afraid of you.
All right, well, I'm on my way.
Like, you can insult me like Howie Long, too. How about that?
I will see you in a minute then.
How about that? All weekend long, I had to hear from people. All right. Yeah, come down, Barrett. We're here.
All right,
there he is. Yeah, loser mentality, Barrett Brooks. Just wasn't in the cards. What? They were driving to score a touchdown. They didn't score a point from the 5-minute mark of the first quarter for the rest of the game.
And they were lucky to be in the game.
They were
still be in that game.
They couldn't have been any luckier at all.
Yeah. I mean, when you don't really score from the first quarter on, and I don't even remember a drive that you had that had any significant bearing on the outcome of the game from that point on, with the exception of the final drive of the game. That's the next time you had any type of
movement.
What, as an offense, from the first quarter to that final drive, the offense basically did nothing, and the defense kept you in the game.
Yes, they did.
Kept you in the game.
Yes, they did.
Now, if it wasn't for Michael Bennett getting that tackle for a loss, they may make that field goal.
They made stops. I mean, yeah. The defense had – they scored 20 – Saints scored 20 points at home. What else do you want from them?
What did I say? I said Eagles 23-20.
Damn.
The Eagles didn't get to 23.
888-729-9494. So this line's only for warm and fuzzy Eagles fans, because that's the only people that are out there today. Not even the disappointed Eagle fan. I want a warm and fuzzy Eagle fan. Ah, it was a heck of a ride while it lasted, Ike.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.